Oh, I know. Hedgehogs.
Mm. All creatures great and small. This is a real record. You can hear the little crackles going. The stylus is on it. It's vinyl. Anyway, it's that time of year when you might be tidying up the garden, you know, before the weather worsens. Putting it to bed, I think is the phrase. But before you fire up the strimmer or get your rake out, spare a thought for the creatures trying to make their homes for winter. Hedgehogs, for example. A Bromsgrove Animal Charity's asking people to watch out for hedgehogs. Our spiky little sidekicks. I love them. Hedgehogs, don't you? And it's just signed up 10 local councils to its campaign to protect our hedgehogs from being harmed by garden equipment. Let's talk more. Charlie Walker's a lovely fella. He's co-founder of Willow's Hedgehog Rescue in Bromsgrove. He's on the line now. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Hello, lovely having you on. So it's a bad time of year for hedgehogs, is it?
Well, in terms of the big campaign at the moment and strimmers, it's really throughout the year. But at this time of year, I guess people may be thinking of that last kind of tidy up in the garden before winter. Mm. And unfortunately, it's a creature that is ground nesting and under shrubs and bushes and hedgerow and that kind of thing. Unfortunately, it does get at the wrong end of gardening equipment quite a lot of the time.
So what's this you've done with the councils then?
Well, earlier this year we approached and we were actually on BBC Hereford and Worcester, which we're really pleased about, because we approached a number of the manufacturers asking them to put in the manuals warnings just to check for wildlife first, and also to incorporate a sticker on equipment, basically wildlife warning triangle. Now, none of them felt able to do that. Three came on board with awareness, which was Steel, Bosch and Makita. But what we've done now in the second phase is we've approached 10 councils, local councils, and they've come on board raising awareness with all their operators and the public, and also we've created and had printed stickers to go on all of the line trimmers and brush cutters. So we're basically retrofitting the kit with this wildlife-aware triangle.
And what brought this on? Were you getting hedgehogs brought to you that were injured by strimmers and such as like?
Absolutely. Every year, probably the largest percentage of injuries that we get in happen in gardens, and that can be down just to nest disturbance as well, where sort of tidying up in the garden the nest is uncovered and destroyed, and then we get orphaned hoglets in. So yeah, every year we see dozens and dozens of injuries and a large number of strimmer injuries.
And at home, we're now tidying our gardens up for the winter. What should we be doing to help hedgehogs? Should we be raking up the leaves or leaving a few?
Well, this is the thing. We tend to, we seem to live in a very tidy society, and really it's leaving something in the garden for wildlife. So if you're cutting back some bushes, just leave those cuttings in a pile somewhere. Raking up the leaves, don't put them all in the wheelie bin to be sort of taken away. Leave some leaf piles, because those are great places for insects, which obviously are food for hedgehogs, but also it's basically a hedgehog's duvet. It will make a nest underneath those leaves and cuttings.
I see leaves on the garden in a different light now you've mentioned that they're duvets for hedgehogs. I like that.
I must admit, basically, we leave big leaf piles in the garden and we watch our neighbours clearing up leaves and sort of taking away. And I've gone out the front before and taken leaves off the neighbours' lawn because I know they're going to put them in the wheelie bin, and I take them into our garden to create more habitat.
See what I mean? You're a great man, Charlie. In general, are hedgehogs doing okay in the two counties, do you think?
They're in decline across the country. We take sightings, and there are still a good number of hedgehogs out there, but nowhere near the numbers that there were, and they are declining year on year. And to us, the thing is that, you know, there are wider issues, but everybody with a garden can make a change today that benefits them. It's making sure that there's a way into the garden as well, because so many properties have solid gravel boards. And your garden could be fantastic for wildlife. It can be great for birds because they can fly in there. But something like a hedgehog, It's not going to climb over the fence. All it needs is a 4 to 5 inch gap, and then it can get into that fantastic habitat.
I always think it's a real treat when a hedgehog comes into the garden. It's an event for us.
It is. It's wonderful. And the sad thing is that so many people aren't seeing them now. And they are the one mammal that you have got a good chance of seeing. You know, things like foxes or badgers, they're very cautious, they're very aware, they'll disappear before you get anywhere near them. With a hedgehog, you can watch a hedgehog in your garden. As long as you don't sort of bother it too much, you can sort of sit on the patio step or look out the window and watch a hedgehog go around the garden. They're fantastic creatures, and we want more people to see them.
Full of fleas, though, they used to say. Full of fleas.
It's one of those sort of old wives' tales. This year, just for example, we've had 270 hedgehogs in so far this year into the rescue, and two of those hedgehogs had fleas.
Oh, that's not so bad.
So, yeah, it's one of those misconceptions that they are not covered in fleas.
One more thing before you go. We're into October now, so the countdown will start to bonfire night, and there you go, there's another danger.
It is, because obviously piles of logs, that looks like home for a hedgehog. So what we suggest to people is, if you're going to have a bonfire, make the pile of logs somewhere else and then move it on the night that you're going to have the bonfire. Another thing that you can do if it's a larger event is you can put a ring of sand around it so you can see any sort of tracks going in and out.
That's a good idea.
The unfortunate situation is that if a hedgehog gets caught in a bonfire, it probably is going to die because you won't find it afterwards. And if they do get taken into rescues, normally the burns are that horrific that they have to be put to sleep. So it's just a little bit of thought.
You love your hedgehogs, don't you, Charles?
They're fantastic. I love all wildlife, but obviously hedgehogs are very close to our hearts. And they are an indicator species. The number of hedgehogs around gives you a really good indication of how the natural world's doing, and it is struggling.
Well, look, keep up the good work, and I really do mean that. You do some fantastic work at Willow's Hedgehog Rescue, and you're welcome on the show any time, Charlie, sir.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your support.
Good advice. Charlie Walker there from the Willows in Bromsgrove. They rescue hedgehogs. We need to...